Father, I thank you and I praise you for your word. I really, truly do. And Father God, I give you all honor and all glory because you are giving us this word from your lips. And Father God, your word never lies. And what you said before we start the teaching, Father God, you wanted said. And I, Father, I'm believing that you planted a seed that's going to be watered and it's going to grow into a good fertile ground and then produce good fruit. And Father, I thank you that you are with us tonight and that you're going to complete the works that you started. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, I got to say this because God spoke as I was praying. You people that have mindset, I have to get married, I have to get married, I have to get married. He said, get out of that mode. You need to stay single, you need to stay single, you need to stay single. Amen. And I know there's a couple in here talking about getting married, so please don't let what I'm saying, stop you. But you really need to know that this is what God wants, and you need to do it because you love your spouse, and you're going to treat them like Christ treated the church, right? Alan and I are just having a private joke together here right now. All right, so God said that he named this the hour of resurrection power. The glory of God is resurrection power. This is the hour of resurrection power, and this is the hour of rising from dead works. Now, God told me God wants to resurrect us tonight from the grave and bring us into his marvelous light. God wants to place us in our future so we can fulfill our destiny in him. So as you're listening to what this is all God speaking to us tonight, as you're listening to what he says, remember what we just said. God wants to resurrect us tonight from the grave and bring us into his marvelous light. God wants to place us in our future so we can fulfill our destiny in him. And I know right now with all the lockdown, God told me that the lockdown's purpose is to steal our self-esteem. He told me that the other night as I was sitting at my desk. And that's exactly what it's doing. And more people are committing suicide. And more people are seeing psychiatrists than ever. And God also told me this morning as I was watching that video, he said they're locking down because of the COVID, because it's killing people, but yet they're killing my babies every day. And then he said they're killing the ones that are supposed to take the place of the ones that I am taking on home. That's serious stuff. That is very serious stuff. So what's going to occur if we keep going down this road? You're going to have where there's going to be a generation of nobody but old people. Nobody to carry on the lineage. Think about this. And God did tell me he was going to reverse Roe versus Wade, I think that's what it's called. So that is going to come to pass. But in the meantime, the killing is still going on. God told me when Roger Stone was being persecuted, and everything, he said, I'm going to pardon that man. And it was getting closer and closer and closer to him going to prison. And then I said, God, I cried out to God because I read their things they send and I pray for him. And I said, God, you have to work real quick. I know you told me he's going to do it, but work real quick. And I heard at the last minute. So what did they do with him? At the last minute, our president pardoned him. He should have never went through anything he went through, and he lost everything he owned. He has nothing. Our God is a right-on-time God. He knew exactly when to do everything. And you better start listening to what thus saith the Lord, because he is telling the truth. I don't even like to read anything in the news. I delete everything because none of it's true. And even if it is true, I don't need it anyhow. I hear the voice of God, and we go with what the Father tells us, right? There's some in here, you're supposed to listen to the news because you're going to be writing books about the news and all that kind of stuff, but I'm supposed to keep my nose out of politics. And I told that to Brother Chris. I said, so I want you to teach this. So he's going to teach something that I know you need to hear, but I'm not allowed to teach it. See, I know what I'm allowed to do and not allowed to do. What about you? Do you know what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do? And do you slough it on to somebody else? All right. God speaking. Enjoy yourself tonight, Barbara. God said, I'm going to resurrect what has been dead and buried. You are about ready to receive the surprises of your lives. All, and I mean all that I have promised, is on its way. You have been patient and you have been warring for quite some time now, and now is the time for you to receive your just reward for all your faithfulness. Now, when God said that, he said, you have been patient. And I'm saying, really, God? But I remember God spoke to somebody through me and said, nobody but you and I know how much you're fighting to get yourself set free. So I don't know how patient you are. You know, only you and God know that. So let's not judge one another. You know, let God take care of his people, and you just do what you're supposed to do. God said, many have just about given up hope, and many were just about to quit the race, but I intervened in time for all to come to fruition. Children, there is so much that has been in the making for quite some time now, and I must fulfill all of my promise to you at this given time. Not next year. At this given time, I have been maintaining a steady flow of my anointing into you, and I have been pouring out my holy oil to give you the power and authority you will need to accomplish all the works I have before you at this given time. Isn't that what he's been doing? He just poured out that oil just recently, didn't he? He said, it's all the works I have before you at this given time. God said, I know I speak about resurrection power over and over again, and you have become weary in waiting for this to occur. But now is the appointed time, and you shall see the fulfillment of my promises in your lives. Children, I have not forsaken you. You are too precious to me for me to overlook you. I'm sorry. Children, I have not forsaken you. You are too precious to me for me to overlook you in any area of your lives. He cares about the smallest, minute detail of your life. He really does. I wish that you would understand that. He just isn't concerned about the big things. He's concerned about every little tiny thing that happens in your life. If you don't believe that, start watching what he does for you. Start listening to what he's speaking to you about. God said, will you please trust my word, and will you please know that I stand with you no matter what I call you forth to accomplish? Your life is all booked out before you, and I have not torn out one page since the book of life was written. You are destined to accomplish all that I have called you forth to accomplish in this dispensation of time. I want you to read this again so I can hear it, because I don't see this sometimes in you. All right? Let's read this just so I understand it, all right? He said, your life is all booked out before you, and I have not torn out one page since the book of life was written. You are destined to accomplish all that I have called you forth to accomplish in this dispensation of time. So I don't care what my little PIs see. You're going to fulfill everything God's called you to do. Now you get that in your little pea brain. All right. God said, I know there are so many twisted versions of my word out there. And I know that there are many false prophets out there saying things I never said. But you, each one of you, because he's speaking to you, but you know the truth, and you will always know the truth. And I tell you beforehand what is about to transpire in your lives. Some of you need to understand, as soon as we're God right now, you need to understand the importance of trusting his word to you. Because what he's going to start doing in your quiet time in your homes, he's going to start telling you of very strategic things that's going to happen in the land and in the world and all over the world. And he's going to entrust those words with you so you can then relay them back to the body of Christ. There's some of you in here that he's already put that ability in you to trust you with very, very, very precious words that has to be given to the church and to the world. All right? Do not allow the enemy to steal anything from you, ever. God said, never think you go to battle half-dressed. I will make sure you have all you need before I send you out among the wolves. I am gifting you in various ways at this given time so you can battle the hordes of hell at every turn. God said, never think you go to battle half-dressed. I will make sure you have all you need before I send you out among the wolves. I am gifting you in various ways at this given time so you can battle the hordes of hell at every turn. You are surely in a safe place with me, and you shall be continually covered with my pinions. If the enemy's trying to close your eyes, get up and walk. Go back and get a drink, because you need to hear this tonight. All right? And it won't bother me any if you get up and walk. I'd rather you do that than miss what God's saying to you. Psalm 91, verse 4. Then he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. God's going to totally cover you. God said there would be no crack the enemy can crawl through as long as you stay in my perfect will. See, there's a little catcher there. As long as you stay in my perfect will. As I was with Moses, I will be with my children at this given time. And Joshua 1:5 says, just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. No one will be able to stop you all your life. I will not abandon you. I will never leave you. You need to get that scripture down into your spirit, man. Joshua 1:5. Then God said, as I was with Abraham, I will also be with you. Then Genesis 12, verse 1 says, the Lord said to Abram, leave your country and your people, leave your father's family, and go to the country that I will show you. I will build a great nation from you. I will bless you and make your name famous. People will use your name to bless other people. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. I will use you to bless all the people on earth. So he told Abraham, just get up and leave everybody. And this is what I'm going to use you to do through you. So you need to listen to God's voice and let him tell you. If he says move, let him tell you why he's wanting you to move and the purpose of the move. God said, you are surely in a secure place with me, and do not allow the enemy to tell you otherwise. This is the problem of the body of Christ. The enemy has been telling people they're not in a secure place. The enemy has been speaking all manner of evil into your ears. And even when you hear God's voice and you listen to God's voice, you have the enemy work through somebody else to tell you, no, you didn't hear God's voice. And you'll turn around and undo what you should have done. And then you're in a mess. Right? Come on. God said, turn your eyes upon me and keep them there. Do not look to the right nor to the left. Keep your thoughts pure and clean, and never, ever allow the enemy to place negative thoughts into your mind. And how many of you can say amen to the fact that the enemy really tries really hard every day to put a negative thought in your mind? Doesn't he? Don't allow that. God said, I am the author and finisher of every fiber of your being. The enemy had no say-so in the making of your being. He didn't make you. He didn't bring you in, God saying he can't take you out. Amen? God said, and because of this, I say to you, be secure in me and know that I am with you until the end of the days. Know that I am the one that weeps over you, and know that I am the one that understands each and every thought. Even you don't understand each and every thought that you think or do, but God says he does. So why do you think other people are going to understand you? Aren't we dumb? We don't understand our own self, but we expect everybody else to understand us. Well, they should know what I'm going through. Well, you don't even know what you're going through. Isn't that what we do? Sure we do. God said, I have sent, is that where I'm at? I have sent my holy angelic army to watch over you and assist you every time you call. There is a place for you in this heavenly realm that I am bringing back to the earth. Heaven will meet earth, and all will know that I am God of the universe. I have sent my holy angelic army to watch over you and assist you every time you call. If you have a loved one you're praying for and you know that they're in dire danger at night, you better get an angel sent to them and keep them covered. And you better threaten the angel. You better not allow them to do anything happen to him. And I say, it's your job to watch over them according to my word, right? I can't be where they're at. I don't know where they're at, but you know all things. You go and you protect them. I do that every night because I have one that's in danger every night. See, and they need somebody to cover them. They need somebody to cover them. Doesn't matter what they're doing. I always think of Jesse Duplantis, how his grandmother always prayed over him. And she'd say, she'd call him a heathen and everything else. And she'd say, one day you're going to serve God. And he'd laugh at her. Remember how he got saved? He was a band, a rock band. Went to the bathroom. Got saved and had to come out there and finish his thing that night, singing them songs that he hated then. But he got saved. And his grandmother always sent an angel to protect him. There's so many people out there with testimonies. If you would just listen to what, oh God, here we go again. We got to listen to this again. Well, you didn't hear it the first time, or God wouldn't tell it to you the second time. When somebody gives a testimony, God's trying to tell you something through somebody else's testimony. You don't even know what your own testimony is. But one day you will. You'll say, wow, God, I didn't know I was going through all this to be a testimony. You see, so quit complaining and just go through. Because you're not going to stop, and God won't let you stop in the middle. God says, children, do not trust in man. Keep your focus upon me and never, ever mistrust a word I speak to you, either personally or through my true prophets. Keep your focus upon me and never, ever mistrust a word I speak to you, either personally or through my true prophets. Remember the word true. Paul and Silas sat in prison together. This is God speaking. But they did not think they were forsaken. They knew me, and they knew I was with them, and they sang praises to a king that never forsook them. Yeah. Come on. If you were in prison, all right, let's read it. Acts 16:24. When the jailer heard the special order, he put Paul and Silas far inside the jail and bound their feet between large rocks of wood. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing songs to God. The other prisoners were listening to them. See, they weren't in there moaning and complaining, oh, Paul, how long are we going to have to sit here? Look, we're getting whipped and this and that and the other. They sat there and praised the Father. And the other people were in jail were listening. And don't you think that was changing hearts? Paul and Silas had to sit in a prison so God could deal with other people's souls. Do you understand that? Don't ever fuss again. Because you're enduring what you have to endure because souls are involved in what you have to endure. God said, children, there are so many souls waiting on you. They need you to come full circle around, and they need you to know the power and authority you have in me. They don't need to know you. They need to know the power and authority you have in Christ. God said, I wish you could see into the hearts of the downtrodden. I wish you could see from where they come from. If you could see this, you would look at them differently, and you would be more anxious to be out there ministering to them and bringing them out of the miry clay. You'll never know what took a person to the depths of depravity that they went to. You'll never know. Because I really believe with all my heart that some people don't understand why they ended up where they end up. They might understand a little bit, but I don't think they understand the depth of why they ended up where they ended up. And so there they are trying to figure out, how did I ever get here? And you're sitting, you're standing there jumping all over them, saying that you're no good and this and that and the other, and you never amount to anything. And they're trying to wade through all this junk. And you wonder why they don't want Christ. We've all been there, done that, had bad thoughts about somebody that we shouldn't have had bad thoughts about. Then you had to repent. You had to go and hug and kiss their neck, you know, and wait on them hand and foot. Right? All because you fussed. God said, children, so many souls already in hell crying out in agony because there was no one there to tell them about my son Jesus and his love for them. My son weeps over these lost souls that he died for. He stands over the lost souls and he weeps because they could have been ministered to if the church would have been about the Father's business. And I know there's a lot in here tonight that you wish that you wouldn't have wasted all the years you did waste. That you wished you would have known what you know today so that you could have been ministering to people instead of playing footsie with the devil, right? But those days are gone. Now we've had to move on. And now God has been teaching us what we have to do and how we have to do it. So don't keep going back, oh, I shouldn't have done this. No, I shouldn't have done that. You did it. You did it. You can't go back. I've told somebody, yesterday, it's done. It's over with. Forget about it. You can't. I don't care. You know, you might live with it, memory of it the rest of your life, but you can't go undo it. I found that out, didn't you? You cannot go. So what do we do? That's our testimony. I've been there, done that. I couldn't do anything about it, so I had to move on. And I'm telling you, you can move on and you can make it, right? Luke 19:41 said, Jesus came near Jerusalem looking at the city, and he began to cry for it. And Jesus said, I wish you knew today what would bring you peace, but it is hidden from you now. And you know what, guys? This is what's happening out there in the world. The peace that passes all understanding, the enemy is hiding that from the world. And God wants us to be full of that peace so we can take it to them and show them that there is peace. Even if you're sitting in the middle of a jail cell, there's peace. Will you be one of those carriers that God can use to take the word to the lost and dying? And I was thinking about this on my way home today. And, you know, when God says to go out in highways and byways and compel them to come in. And I was thinking about when we first started church, we was out there every Saturday somewhere with, you know, ministering to somebody, the whole church. And I said, but God, you can't do that nowadays. So I'm asking God to give us a God answer on how to minister to the lost and the dying out there. Are you understanding this? Maybe you thought about this. I don't know. But if you're going to go out there and minister to a multitude, not three or four, but a multitude, right now they won't let you do that, right? So God must make a way for us to do that. And I know that he will reveal it, exactly how to do it. I just have to keep asking, just keep seeking, and just keep listening. God said, every day holds brand new blessings for those who have committed all of their ways unto me, the author and finisher of their faith. Every day, that's important, holds brand new blessings for those who have committed all of their ways unto me. If you haven't committed all the way, your ways unto him, every day does not hold a brand new blessing for you. It might hold a brand new curse, you know. How many of you sometimes say, God, am I under the curse? Yeah, because everything in your life is going wrong that day, right? Say, come on. I'm not the only one who has days like this. And you say, God, am I still under the blessing or am I under the curse? What's going on here? Come on. Y'all act like you're all saints and dying and went to heaven already. We're in the world. We have to live in the world, right? But we don't act like the world. And we have a Heavenly Father we can go to. And he says, and talk to him anytime we want to. Say anything we want to him. And just don't, excuse me, get lost in the transition. So if I want to complain to him, but God, what's going on here? He listens. He listens. He's faithful. He's not like me. I'm trying to study, and here comes Isaiah, you know. Mom, you got to watch it. You got to watch it. Okay, baby, what is it? Got to watch. So I said, now you go on and let me study. Here he comes again. Come on, Mom, you got to see this. And I'm thinking, oh, God. God doesn't do that. And last night I said, God, you don't do that to me. So I'm sorry for being impatient. I said, what do you want, baby? He said, never mind. You don't want to hear it. He said, I'll go and let you study. But, you know, God doesn't do that to me. He listens. He probably thinks to himself, here she comes again. But he listens. Amen. Come on. I'm going to pick on your man. He probably says, well, here comes that Aaron again with his dumb things. But he listens. He didn't say, Aaron, go away. Right? Come on. Lost my place. All right. Every day is a brand new day in your walk with me. For each day holds its own blessings, and each day holds its unique blessings. Oh, that's what we're not under curse. We're under unique blessings. Amen. God, this is a unique blessing. I just don't see it right now. Right? Then God said, tomorrow's blessings will never be like yesterday's blessings. And aren't you glad sometimes they're not? God said, daughters of Zion, hold your heads high, for this is your time to blossom in my kingdom. I'm going to use my women to do great and mighty exploits for me. You shall see miracle after miracle in the ministry that I have placed you in. So I don't know how many women are in here in a ministry, but God's going to just wait and see what God's going to do with you. God said, never shortchange yourselves. Move forward with total and complete confidence that I am in complete control of all that you do. Eye has not seen nor heard what I'm about to do with my chosen ones. He said, move forward with total and complete confidence that I am in complete control of all that you do. And I had to sort of laugh when he said that. But I'm believing tonight that he is in total and complete control of everything that you do, that you aren't doing absolutely anything on your own. I'm glad Ananias and Sapphira isn't in progress. I might fall off my seat. Come on. Now I've lost my page. All right, you have been faithful with a few, and now you are ready to minister to the multitudes. Did you ever think you'd get there? When you first started, did you ever think you'd get to the place where you would minister to the multitudes? You had a hard time ministering to yourself, or even the one. And now God's saying, now you're ready for the multitudes. I think that's awesome. I really do. And when he said, I said, well, God, I was about ready to give up, so I guess I'll keep on going if there's a multitude out there. How about you, right? God said, the hour of resurrection has surely taken you over, and old things have passed away, and all things are brand new, and you shall walk out this newness of life with total power and authority from on high. Your Father sits on his throne, and he looks down through the portals of heaven, and he smiles upon you as you go forth in total faith. This is God speaking. In total faith, knowing that I am in control and I will never leave nor forsake you. I want to hammer that into your head tonight. Everything God has called you for, he's in control of it. In Psalm 33:13, said, the Lord looked down from heaven and saw all the people. How many of you tried to hide from him every now and then? From his high throne, he looked down at all the people living on earth. He created every person's mind, and he knows what each one is doing. And as in Psalm 33:13-15, it says, he created every person's mind, and he knows what each one is doing. You can't hide from God. He's watching you. Amen. God said, you will have a brand new confidence that I do hear your prayers and I do see the heart and I will work all things out as I have spoken in days past. This will be a new beginning like no other beginning. This will be total resurrection power in its highest form, and it shall do a complete perfect works for the Father of all lights. Oh, how you will light up a room when you walk into it. Won't that be fabulous? How you will see the miracle-working power at work on all sides, and you will walk in the newness of life, and you will restore new life wherever the palmer and cankerworm have stolen it. You will do this. Let's read that again. Oh, how you, say me. Me is you, right? How you will light up a room when you walk into it. How you will see the miracle-working power at work on all sides, and you will walk in the newness of life, and you will restore new life wherever the palmer and cankerworm have stolen it. Remember the story I told you about one time my aunt died, and I went to the funeral home, and I got there late because I came from here to Pennsylvania, and when I walked in the room, everybody stopped talking and turned around and said, who just came through the door? I didn't understand then what that meant, but I do now. Jesus Christ of Nazareth walked through the door, not me. And because of the anointing, everybody stopped and turned. There you could hear a pin dropping in that room. And my daddy said, who is that? And he kept looking. He said, that's my daughter, Jimmy. Come here. They call me Jimmy. Come here, Jimmy. And he put his arms around me. And everybody said, that's Jimmy. Because the anointing of God was so strong, they were taken aback with it. That's what's going to happen to you guys. I promise you, because that's just what God promised you. you would be so full of the glory of God that when you walk into the room, everybody in the room is going to turn around and take notice. Isn't that what they did with Jesus? When he walked into a room, everybody knew Jesus had entered the room. And see, this is what God's doing with each one of you tonight. Every time you enter someplace, Jesus walks in there. And it's Jesus and his anointing that's going to draw many to the cross. God says, you are my perfect people, and you are on the move, and that movement is not going to stop. Now, do you believe that? You have to believe this. You are my perfect people, and you are on the move, and that movement is not going to stop. God said, shout the victory all day, every day, and send the hordes of hell screaming for safety from your praises. Victory cries will be heard all across this nation. The enemy will grow so sick and tired of your voices, and he will try to stop this new movement of victory, but he will not be able to prevail. Guys, you understand what God said? We're in the victory circle. He's been telling us, but tonight you are in the victory circle. Get that into your spirit, man. And God said, you are a new breed that I am sending forth to conquer on all sides, and the enemy has no chance with this new breed of believers that will march to a different drumbeat. Church is not as usual anymore. New drumbeat. Our feet are going to, when our feet hit the floor, the devil's, all hell's going to tremble. Because God's true warriors have finally risen and are going to go forth and defeat the enemy on all sides. God said they will no longer march to the drumbeat of this world because I am bringing purity all across this mighty nation, and all will know that I am God of this universe and I am in total control of all that is occurring all across this land. Then God said, shout, children! Come on. When he did, let me finish it, but don't do it again now. He said, right now, shout the loudest shout. You did that, a victory that you can muster up. Shout, I say, shout again and again until all of Hades trembles. And you did I got the Holy Spirit all over me. You did exactly that. You just made all of heaven, all of hell come to attention, and now they're trembling. Because he knows that this body of Christ has finally grabbed hold of the truth of God's word, and you're now ready to tear down the kingdom of darkness. God said, this shout has sent the enemy on the run. He knows that you have grabbed hold of this newfound resurrection power, and he knows he has lost his foothold here in this place and in your lives individually. Well, shout, Satan, did you hear that? Oh, that wouldn't have bothered me if I was Satan. Satan, do you hear that? That's right, run, devil, run. You don't understand what a victory time we're having here tonight. Some of you guys have really grabbed hold of this, and you're going to see mighty changes in your life. You wait and see. Then God said, praise me right now, praise me. Praise me just because you can. Praise me just because you're my child. Praise me because you're victorious and you have sent the enemy running with his tail between his legs. Well, whatever devil was in you went to sleep and now got awake. And now he's trembling. You probably think you just have a little bit of belly function, but you don't. The devil's in there wanting to get out. Then God said, do you understand that as you praise me, all sickness had to leave? All bondage was broken. All mind control was sent running. everything that had you bound was broken and shattered, never to bind you up ever again. The chains are falling off. For you who entered in, which you all did, that's what happened to you. Now you need to tell the devil where he can go. Totally out of your sight, under your feet. Smash his head against the wall. I don't care what you do with him, but tell him, you're done. Victory is mine tonight. And you're not taking it away from me ever again. God said, it surely is hallelujah time in my house this day. It surely is dancing and stomping time in my house. It is freedom time in my house. That's good. That's good. That's good. You probably just woke the termites up too. That's wonderful. I didn't have to tell you to do it. You just did it. Wow. The hour of resurrection power is in the house. The hour of rising from dead works is in the house. Shout! You're a bunch of devil stompers. Now, don't do nothing. Be still, because he's told you to shout. Then he said, deafen the enemy, which you did. Blind him and send him into a cycle of confusion, which you did, that he will not be able to recover from. A couple of you in here think we're crazy. I don't do hype. I do not do hype. It's the anointing of God that made these people shout and stomp their feet. I had nothing to do with it. Now, shout! God just said every sickness had to leave. All right, now don't shout again. I'm just going to finish my statement. God said, shout, praise me, for I am good. So that's why you were shouting. You were praising because he was good, all right? And then God said, my mercy endures forever. Do you understand how unique you guys are? Do you understand how precious you are in God's sight? Do you understand the depths of the power and authority that you have through the name of Jesus Christ? God said tonight he was taking all dead works out of us. And he was resurrecting us into his total power. I want you to understand that's exactly what happened. I watched each one of you. You truly were transformed by your shout and by your stomp. I saw it in your faces. God is saying you're at liberty now. Stay at liberty. And don't allow the enemy to ever bind you up ever again. And the last shout, God says, sickness was defeated. It had to leave. So you tell your body that it is no longer, that sickness can no longer dwell in your body, that it had to leave tonight at 8:15. And it can't come back at 9:15. We're closing out. We're putting up a no trespassing notice right now, right? Yes. And the enemy cannot turn around and come back in. He's been evicted, and he has to stay out. You are not a doormat, God is saying. You are a true child of God, walking in total victory. And now he's going to send you forth to set the other captives free. God wants you to understand that everything you ever went through in your lifetime was for this moment. It was for this, all your trials, all your tribulations, whatever you went through was for this moment, where God could take you out of that grave of the past and place you into his resurrection power of the living. And now he's going to use you to defeat the enemy on every side. And I'm hearing God say, some of you, he's going to give you a badge of honor. In other words, he's going to let you find favor wherever you go because of your faithfulness through the deep trials and tribulations you had to go through. And God's saying, some of you, he's had to pull out of hell more than one time. But you're now on top of all things, and the enemy can't ever take you down into the abyss ever again. So that means I'm hearing God say, resurrection power, resurrection power, resurrection power has done its work here this night, and you will never be defeated ever again. You're going to find yourselves doing things that you never thought you could ever do. You're going to find yourself speaking boldly when you're not a bold speaker. You're going to find yourself speaking boldly. And you're going to find yourself doing things. You say, God, I hope this is you. Because God is telling me that he's going to have you do unusual things in the days ahead. Amen. Aren't you glad you come into the house of God today? Aren't you glad that we were obedient to God and he told me, so don't you ever close those doors. So I said, take the close sign down. We aren't allowed to close the doors. Because of our obedience and faithfulness, and we followed all the guidelines, God has honored us. And we have found favor in his eyes. And now God is going to send you forth, and you're going to find favor wherever you go. Father, I truly do thank you and praise you for all you did here tonight. I thank you for the wisdom that you have bestowed upon your people. I thank you for revelation knowledge of what is to come in the future. I thank you, Father God, for bringing us back from the dead, resurrecting us into perfect life. I thank you, Father, for who you are and what you're doing to us. I thank you for grace. I thank you for mercy and long-suffering. And now, Father, drop the dew from heaven upon your people right now. Let them feel that dew as it pours down from heaven. Let it consume them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Awaken an awareness in them, Father, that was never awakened before. Let them see you, Father God, as they've never seen you before. Let them love you as they've never loved you before through this dew that you've dropped upon them. I thank you for blessing and not cursing. I thank you, Father, for all your fullness. I thank you, Father.